Hello, and welcome to the Escape Plan Podcast. Whether you have an existing online business or are just starting out, we show you how to plan your escape in 6 easy steps. Ready to learn and implement those simple steps? Here are your hosts, Tim Goodwin and Mark Thompson, to show you how.
Hi, guys, and welcome to the Escape Plan Podcast with me, Mark Thompson, and Tim Goodwin. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Mark. It's been a while since we've spoken, isn't it?
It is. We celebrated our 40th edition, and then we went on strike.
I think what it was August came, and it was like, summer's too nice. Let's not bother doing any podcasts.
Trying to do anything when it's 42 degrees or something, whatever it got to here, was. Right, so...
It's really tough when it's 22 degrees here.
Yeah, well...
Anyway, right, what are we going to talk about today, Mark?
We're going to talk about what happens when the shit hits the fan.
this podcast has been sponsored by Google Organic Rankings and their ability to change the algorithm at a drop. And here's the thing, it's like Google changes their algorithm every single day. And I keep a close eye on what we do with our organic rankings for my primary website pretty much on a daily basis. So I know what's happening. I can tell when things are afoot and when things are changing. And on August the 1st, which is about 10 days ago now, they've made a massive update and it knocked out a massive amount of my rankings. And for a lot of my primary keywords, so our organic traffic has pretty much 90% of it's disappeared. And the weird part is that with the organic traffic that, we attained previously, we don't do anything black hat. We don't even do anything gray hat.
Problem.
The content that we have is good content. And even Google says, if you've had a rankings drop, it's not because you've got bad content. It's because there's other good content that we wanted to rank higher. And hold on a second, what does that mean? Does that mean that my content is actually crap or is that actually good?
Yeah.
And I say a bit of a loss with it all, to be honest with you. But what it's done is it's actually highlighted something quite critical in that you should never rely on one traffic source. And this is the thing, when shit hits fan, it's like you have to have something you're going to fall back onto.
Yes.
So it's kind of like you've got to be pre-prepared because shit will hit fan. Guaranteed. Yeah. At some point in your business life, shit will hit fan. You've got to go and do something about it. There's no point crying about it or moaning to Google that they've changed the rankings or they've shut down your Facebook ads account or they've shut down your Google AdWords account. You have to be in control.
Yeah. So, I mean... Let's try and index all the times things have gone wrong for us. This could be a long podcast, and I've only got half an hour. Right, so I had over 1 million pages in Google. They all disappeared overnight, or over the space of about a week. Most of them disappeared, apart from about 40,000 of them.
That was a bit black hat, though, wasn't it?
No. It wasn't that bad. It was just shit content.
It's your fault, Mark.
It was just auto-generated content.
Yeah,
Facebook decided to ban my ad account for absolutely no reason, especially as I wasn't running any ads at that time.
Yeah,
which is a bit weird. What else has happened? I don't know. Well, there's loads. There's always stuff that obviously Google rankings disappear. Your ad costs suddenly triple.
Yep.
Google AdWords suddenly decides to spend your $200 budget in one day.
Yep.
All this type of stuff has happened in the past to me.
The thing is, what do you do when that happens? Or more importantly, what do you do before it happens? And the first time, I should imagine, the first time all your million pages disappeared, you were like, holy shit, I've got nothing to go back on.
Absolutely.
The next time you had happen, you had something in the background. You had something else to kind of prop you up, keep things going. And this is why I'm a big believer in things like having your affiliate your affiliate programs, the affiliate commissions that you're earning on a commission, on a recurring commission basis, there is no excuse. There are plenty of affiliate programs out there that will pay you on a recurring basis, month after month after month. And it's like, I still get an AWeber check every 2 months. Thankfully, AWeber have now introduced that you can now pay into a PayPal account. Woo. Anyway.
You're joking.
No, it's true.
What are you doing without that check?
I don't know. I'm slightly lost. But here's the thing. I've been getting a check, a $500+ check from AWeber for every other month for years, 10 years plus. And the thing is, it's great because you just go, okay, well, that's an extra bit of cash that I'm always going to get.
Yeah.
You know, there are so many of those affiliate programs. So that's one thing that you can do. That's kind of like, if everything else breaks, if the whole world crumbles around me, you know, with my business, I still have that bit of income coming in.
Which you actually pay for enough food and water. Yep. So, yeah. You've got a little bit of, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a parachute. You've got a bit of a parachute there.
Yeah, it's just it's my backup parachute, if you like. If the second chute, just in case. For me, that's like, you should all have something like that going on. And I've got, and Mark has, we both have affiliate programs that we're members of that would get paid month after month after month after month after month.
Yeah.
Without fail. And it is the absolute backup. And for me, if you don't spend at least half a day a week setting up more systems to increase that and improve those commissions, really, you shouldn't be listening to SMO stuff or our podcast. Do it now. Do it today. Really, honestly, it will help. It will set your mind at ease, certainly, going forward.
I mean, all you need to do is really, as you said half a day a week, set up a website where you can write reviews. Okay, and then just write really good reviews, maybe one a month, two a month.
Yep.
And then stick them on some bit of software that posts them out to Twitter, posts them to Facebook once every 7 to 10 days. I know people who recommend posting on Twitter now every 15 minutes.
My God.
Yeah. But when you think about it, okay, it sounds a bit wrong. But when you think about it, my analogy for Twitter is it's like standing at the side of a NASCAR track,
yep.
Right? Trying to spot the yellow car that's going around and around and around and around and around. Because it's going so quickly, you'll spot it occasionally. And that's what Twitter feeds like.
Yep.
So just every 15 minutes, stick it out there. Eventually people will start to see it.
So those things are super easy to set up, super quick to set up. No excuses.
And don't panic.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Right. So panic for 10 minutes, grab a coffee and think, right, how can I fix this? And then forget about the panic because it's not the end of the world. It never is the end of the world. All this sky is falling stuff. It's not helping you. You cannot affect any change to Facebook, Google, WordPress, any company that causes you problems. You can't change it. So you've got to work out a way of fixing it for yourself.
So there's a few things that I always look to when stuff like this happens, because it does happen. And generally, it's like once every 6 months, something happens within the business which makes you go, oh, come on, please. Don't be stupid. But, you know, every time it happens, exactly as Mark says, I grab myself a cup of coffee and then I double down on the things that I have control on.
Yeah.
So those things are like my email list. Okay. So I can still send out an email to my email list and make sales through that. I can encourage more of our regular customers to sign up to our subscription program. And when we've got people on our subscription program, again, that gives us even more backup. It's like, you know, it doesn't matter if all of our new traffic, you know, sources dry up completely. We've still got a consistency of customers who we can call upon to either be part of our subscription program or people who are on our email list to try and make a sale to, make an offer to. So those are that's really the biggest thing that you can do, is just go, okay, well, I can't control this, but what do I have control over? And then double down on those efforts. Because that's really the biggest thing that you can do when, you know, I say I've spent the last 10 days looking at going through, you know, all of our organic traffic stuff and going, okay, yes, I've lost some rankings, but what can I do better? What can I do to shore that up for the future? So I'm looking at things like page load speed. I'm looking at bounce rate on the articles on the page. So how can I improve the first, you know, three or four paragraphs of an article or a product page to reduce the bounce rate of the page? There's things like time on site. What can I do to influence time on site? Again, it's about providing great quality content, but also strategies within the web page to get somebody to move to another page or to fill in an opt-in form and sign up for an email list. So your content upgrades, those kind of things. So when you can, those are the things you have an influence over. And it's like, I know that my rankings will come back at some point. It's just a case of I need to up my game and do things to help my, you know, help the thing, improve the things I have control over.
Yeah, exactly. This stuff is, it's so fundamental.
Mm.
But I
think the difference here is, and the point is that a lot of people are seeing businesses fall over and like opportunities disappear of late because big companies like Google, like Facebook, like Amazon. Somebody was asking about Amazon in SMO the other day about the FBA business model. And it's like the FBA business model, so Amazon FBA, for the last 2 or 3 years has been this massive opportunity for opportunity seekers. Now, the thing is Amazon's really trying to clamp down on the non-brands, the people that are, you know, that aren't building a long-term brand equity and brand business. So they're shutting a lot of those people down, and a lot of people are complaining. It's like, well, hold on a second. Why did you start the business in the first place? Was it just a quick rich opportunity that you took on, or is it, okay, let's start and build a sustainable long-term business, build a brand that people recognize and has equity behind it and has an audience behind it. And really that will secure you going into the future. Yes, Google, the Google organic rankings for my business being taken away is a bit of a pain in the bum. But at the same time, I still have, you know, a massive audience on Facebook and on our email lists and in other avenues that keep the integrity of the business long term. And that's really what you've got to be looking at.
Yeah. So, I mean, the one message you want to get across here is when the shit does hit the fan, and it will hit the fan, okay, don't panic. Work out what is still working and work harder at that.
Yep.
And also make sure you've always got a backup plan.
Yep.
Okay. Always have 3 or 4 sources of traffic.
Yep.
So, for example, you if you knew this was going to happen, you could have started building up your presence in Reddit or on Quora. Okay. So you could have gone to the healthy eating forum, and you could have posted lots of health tips on types of food people should be eating, the type of supplements they should be having. And then you could have gone, now you've got, actually, we've got a really good deal.
Yeah.
Or we run adverts on Reddit. Run adverts on Quora. There's so many things that people can do when it all goes wrong.
Yeah. Here's one of the great things with marketing on the internet is that, yes, there are some big players there, but ultimately there's so many different avenues to reach your audience, so many different ways to get your message out there, to build your brand, to build your audience. You know, don't always rely on the big players because, you know, let's say Facebook can switch around at any moment. Google can do the same. Amazon can do the same.
Yeah, actually, well, good point here. about brands and stuff like that. We've got a member of SMO, who shall remain nameless at the moment.
Wait.
And 4 weeks ago, she had a... that's narrowed down who it could be. she built her first WordPress site. Okay. Cool. And she imported and she used a plugin to import a load of products into it. And she set up an online store. She had a brilliant brand. Absolute. The blog name is brilliant. The branding is superb. Right. She knew her target market. And she spent the last 4 weeks setting it up. She went in on Monday. She started running ads to it. And she's made six sales already.
Sweet.
And it's not. And this is somebody who actually had no experience whatsoever.
And here's the thing.
She's got six sections on the site. Only one of them has got full descriptions. So that's what she promoted. She didn't wait. It was all absolutely perfect. She went, this bit's okay. I'll promote this bit here.
So, and that's, that's one of the cool things with, certainly with SMO, and, this is our mini pitch for the day. The courses that are available, the little mini courses that we've got available within SMO, they're super simple to follow. As long as you follow what Mark, in some cases, what I've put up there for little training programs for the area that you want to grow your business, just follow the instructions and away you go.
And ask us.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't bite.
Well, not much. You might. Yeah, you nibble a bit from time to time.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you can't be too subtle.
dear. Right. I think that's it.
Definitely it, because I've now got 20 minutes to have a shower, get changed, and get out to the front door where I'm being picked up in, 19 minutes. And 5 seconds.
we best let you go then, wouldn't we, Mark?
Yes. Anyway, good to be back, Tim.
Yeah, pleasure. Always good. I'll speak to you later, okay?
And good luck with those organic rankings.
Oh, dear. Yeah, fun and games. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Escape Plan Podcast. For show notes and resources, head over to escapeplanuncut.com.